manifesting in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 33.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Warren. We ask all of our members and all of our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. For Representative Warren.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Dear Lord, as we meet to carry out our responsibilities, help us to remember that we show our love and gratitude to you by executing those tasks you have entrusted to us faithfully with love and compassion for those whom we represent. Help us this day to approach all the issues coming before us with open minds and a willingness to listen to each other's comments and viewpoints, that we may come to bipartisan determinations through debate and compromise. We thank you for the day before us and the promise of days ahead. Please bless us and guide us now, we prayerfully ask. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for March 23rd has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Hall moves the journal for March 23rd be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is so approved. Representatives Baker, Lambeth, Potts, Sasser, and White are recognized to send forth a committee report. The clerk will read.
Representatives Baker, Lambeth, Potts, Sasser, and White, Health Committee Report, Senate Bill 103, reduce regulations to help children with autism, favorable and referred to finance.
The bill is referred to the Committee on Finance. Representatives Richardson and Stevens are recognized to send forth a committee report. The clerk will read.
Representative Richardson and Stevens, Judiciary 2 Committee Report, House Bill 194, Federal Court Official Concealed Carry, favorable and referred to Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.
The bill is referred to the Committee on Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.
House Bill 203, Extend Deadline for Police Telecommunicators, favorable and referred to Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.
Bill is referred to Committee on Rules Calendar and Operations of the House. Mr. Clerk, House Bill 169, which is the State Health Plan Data Transparency Bill, this is an agency bill. Chair is going to strike the referral to the Rules Committee. The bill will then be referred to the Committee on Health, and then a serial referral to the Rules Committee added thereafter. Members, a couple of deadlines changes before we get into the business of the day. As members may know, the dates for public bills and resolutions that are not appropriations or finance, the deadline for those to get into bill drafting is March the 24th. For normal public bills, that deadline is March the 31st. Then the deadline for the public bills that are appropriations and finance to be filed in the House is April the 27th. The deadline for the non-appropriations or finance bills to be filed in the House is April 20th, and the deadline for local bills to be filed in the House is March the 25th. The Chair is, without objection, going to extend those deadlines by 2 weeks, so ordered. Also, for your planning purposes, we are going to be in a non-voting session the week of April the 5th. That will be a spring recess for the House. I believe the Senate's also going to observe that same week. So that week of April the 5th, there will be no recorded votes. We will more than likely continue. Well, we will plan at this point anyway to meet in a pro forma or skeletal session with no votes during that week so that administrative business can be disposed of. But for your planning purposes, Chair is glad to inform you that you won't have to be in Raleigh that week. So again, that's the week of April the 5th. I believe the Monday is the 5th of that week. Members, on our calendar, the first item of business that we're going to take up is the election to the University of North Carolina Board of Governors. House Resolution 310, the clerk will read.
Representative Hastings, House Resolution 310, a House resolution electing Kelly Hunt Blue, Carolyn L. Coward, N. Leo Daltrey, John Fraley, Reginald R. Holly, and Wendy Murphy to the Board of Governors of the University of North Carolina, General Assembly of North Carolina next.
The gentleman from Gaston, Representative Hastings, has the floor to debate the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. First of all, I apologize, especially to the Rules Chair, for not being in Rules yesterday to help present the resolution, but we were fortunate enough to go on an economic development trip and meet with some people who are focusing on economic security for our citizens. But I also thank the Speaker for entrusting us to help present a resolution to establish the procedure for nominating members of the Board of Governors of the University of North Carolina system, which includes 17 constituent universities. Committee members, the Speaker, and others have a strong interest in the success, efficiency, and viability of the system, and have worked for months to determine who the nominees would be. This work included determining the current members who wanted to serve again and identifying the people who would want to fill a vacancy. Many members of the House contacted me about nominating potential members. The candidates themselves worked to submit their background information, nomination forms, and statements of economic interest forms. The staff also worked to make sure there were no prohibitive conflicts of interest. The chair and others worked to identify the legal methods of choosing the members, and as was done in 2003, 2005, and 2019, the chair and others chose the precedent for setting the election by resolution. Most of the nominees in 2021 have been elected by the House with strong bipartisan support in the past, and there is a new nominee, former Representative John Fraley, who was nominated to fill a vacant position. The resolution includes nominees who are diverse from human and professional standpoints. And thank you for your patience as I explain the resolution, and I commend the resolution to you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Resolution 310 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, the House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members. Representative Adcock, the Deputy Leader for the Minority Party, is the member ready to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members, or does it delay any more time?
Yes, sir, Mr. Speaker. We need a little more time.
He has the floor to announce those votes. Oh. Representative Adcock is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have given me the authority to vote for them. Alexander, no. Brockman, yes. Carney, no. Everett, no. Fisher, no. Graham, yes. Harrison, no. Lucas, no. Martin, no. Terry, yes.
The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 99 having voted in the affirmative and 19 in the negative. House Resolution 310 is adopted. And we will now have, pursuant to Article 6, Section 5 of the North Carolina Constitution, the House must now affirm the election by voice vote. All those in favor of House Resolution 310 will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. In the opinion of the chair, the ayes have it. The ayes do have it. And the individuals named in House Resolution 310 are duly elected to the Board of Governors of the University of North Carolina. The lady from Wilson, Representative Cooper Suggs, is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, to my esteemed colleagues, today I'd like to recognize the boys basketball team of Wilson Preparatory Academy, who have joined us today. They recently won the state 1A state championship. It's so important that we recognize the achievements of our young people, especially during these turbulent times. They overcame the odds this year with COVID and game cancellations. But here they are, our North Carolina High School Athletic Association 1A state champion boys basketball team. And you know how I'm extremely proud. But I also must share something else with you. On this particular team is their head coach, Anthony Atkinson, Jr. He's not only their head coach, but he's also a renowned alumnus of the Harlem Globetrotters. And most importantly, he is my nephew. So join me in welcoming this special team.
Congratulations on your win. We're glad to have you with us today. For what purpose does the gentleman from Wake, Representative Jones, rise?
Mr. Speaker, I'm not sure if my vote got
I'm going to have to get that microphone. It's just right
it's
there.
It's a hard thing for me to remember.
I'm going to put Representative Clemens in charge of making sure that you get that microphone every time.
I appreciate that, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose, gentlemen, rise?
I rise to speak to the last bill, the resolution vote on 310. Just record me as an aye. I try to do it on the machine here, but I'm not sure it
well, recorded. I'll do this. Let me say, normally one cannot debate a bill that's already happened, but the gentleman did activate his light. The question had been put. So the chair will recognize the gentleman and give some leeway to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you.
You can say what you want to say, in other words.
Oh,
go ahead.
I was just going to say that the process for the election or people to the Board of Governors, I think, at least for me as a new member, is a little bit confusing. And I'm on the committee that appoints those people. I was in that meeting yesterday. And I think it needs more clarity, or maybe it needs to be written out and sent around to the members so that we know in the future just what the process has been, because it seems like on one side the gentleman thought he really had done a good job at that, and then there was some real lack of knowledge on our side, that being the Democratic side, and I assume that wasn't intentional, so I just would appreciate maybe in the future if that were written out and sent around to all the members. I think that would cover it. That's probably the most diplomatic way I could say it, and I thank you very much for giving me that chance. Thank you.
And for what it's worth, the gentleman did vote aye. So the gentleman voted the right way. So thank you, Representative Jones. House Bill 94, the clerk will read.
Representative Gillespie, House Bill 94, a bill to be entitled an act to create Graham County District and authorize the levy on occupancy tax in the district. General Assembly of North Carolina acts.
Representative Gillespie, the gentleman is recognized to speak to the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a local bill that only applies to Graham County, North Carolina. There's currently a 3% occupancy tax inside the city limit. They would like to apply that, it's 6% inside the city limit. They would like to apply that to the entire county. Resolution has been passed by the Graham County Board of Commissioners supporting it, supported by the town seat, which is town of Robbinsville, supported by the Graham County EDC. It passed this floor, this body in 2019 and 20. If there's someone in Graham County that doesn't support it, I'm not aware of them, and I'd ask for your support on this bill.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 94 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. And so, Representative Adcock, whenever the lady's ready to announce the votes, just let me know. Or, lady ready to announce those votes?
Yes, sir, Mr. Speaker.
She's recognized to announce the Democratic proxy votes.
Thank you very much. The following members have given me authority to vote for them, and all of them are voting aye. Alexander, Brockman, Carney, Everett, Fisher, Graham, Harrison, Lucas, Martin, and Terry.
The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 106 having voted the affirmative and 11 in the negative. House Bill 94 passes second reading and remains on the calendar. House Bill 164, the clerk will read.
Representative Hollister, House Bill 164, a bill to be entitled an act to remove certain described property from the corporate limits of the city of Greensboro and to remote the capital satellite annexation with the town of Rockwell. General Assembly, North Carolina.
The gentleman from Guilford, Representative Hardister, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this bill is fairly straightforward. It has two sections. The first section is a deannexation for the city of Greensboro. This is a deannexation the city is in favor of. It's about 10 acres of land. Long story short, this property was annexed into the city back in 2007 under the assumption that it would be developed, and that development never occurred and the sale did not go through. Subsequently, the property remained with the existing owner, who would like to install a mobile home unit on the property, which is in conflict with the city's LDO. Therefore, the city decided to allow the property to be de-annexed from the city. So Greensboro will be about 10 acres smaller if this goes through, but the property owner's for it and the city's for it. And then section two deals with the town of Rockwell and satellite annexation, which is in Rowan County. Therefore, I would yield to Representative Warren to explain section two.
Representative Warren is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The town of Rockwell voted, not the town, the city council or town council of Rockwell voted unanimously to pass a resolution asking to be, to join the list of towns that are exempt from the 10% satellite annexation rule, and that's why it's on the bill. So I appreciate your support.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman Rice?
Inquiry of the chair.
The gentleman may state his inquiry.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I got a feeling I know the answer to this, but is there any way this bill could be divided? Because I want to vote for a part of it and not the other part.
We've not gotten in the business of dividing bills, because the effect of the division of the bill would be to essentially, if one provision passed and the other failed, then the provision that passed, because it's part of the same bill, would still have not been deemed adopted and would have to go, the whole bill would have to go back to committee at that point. So, the way this is handled, if someone wants to do something like this, is a person would run an amendment. An actual amendment to amend the bill to pull out the provision that they did not wish to adopt. But
I don't think the gentleman's wanting to do all that, I don't suppose.
I figure it's too late to do that.
It's pretty close to being late, yeah. And it's, the bus is pulling away, gaining speed, and you hadn't made it to the bus stop yet, so. Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 164 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Adcock, is the are you ready to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members?
Yes, sir, Mr. Speaker.
Are you so recognized?
Thank you. The following members have given me the authority to vote for them. They are all aye: Alexander, Brockman, Carney, Everett, Fisher, Graham, Harrison, Lucas, Martin, and Terry.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 116 having voted in the affirmative and 2 in the negative. House Bill 164 passes its second reading and remains on the calendar. House Bill 143, the clerk will read.
Representative Clampett, House Bill 143, a bill to be entitled an act relating to vacancies in office of sheriff of Swain County. General Assembly of North Carolina acts.
The gentleman from Swain, Representative Clampett, is recognized to debate the bill.
This is not a bill about juice. Now that I have your attention, this bill is putting Swain County in line with the 44 other counties in the state that have the same setup, to whereby if the sheriff's vacancy occurs during the office of the elected sheriff, the party of that sheriff that he belongs to will make a recommendation from the executive board to the county commissioners for a replacement, and that's it. I'd appreciate your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 143 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Adcock, is the member ready to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members?
Yes, sir, Mr. Speaker.
The lady is so recognized.
Thank you. The following members have authorized me to vote, to cast their vote, and they are all aye: Alexander, Brockman, Carney, Everett, Fisher, Graham, Harrison, Lucas, Martin, and Terry.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 118 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. House Bill 143 passes second reading and will be read a third time. Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 143 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 143 having passed its third reading, ordered sent to the Senate. Members, the chair is going to remove, at the request of the bill sponsor, House Bill 324 from today's calendar. The bill will be calendared for tomorrow. House Bill 70, the clerk will read.
Representatives Adams, Christian Baker, Hollister, and Warren. House Bill 70, a bill to be entitled an act incentivize the inhabitation of the historical education buildings and allow those buildings to continue to serve educational purposes. General Assembly of North Carolina Act.
The gentleman from Catawba, Representative Adams, is recognized to debate the bill.
This bill intends to do is to build on the successes we've seen with the historic mill renovations that have occurred around the state. The historic mills, I think you probably know, would were in either industrial or commercial areas, so the outcome of their redevelopment is probably more positive in terms of economic revenue generation. So we decided to aim this at schools and give a little bit of a bonus. If a school is in a historic district, it meets the requirements of the federal historic tax credits. If it's a designated historic building, it would be eligible for this tax credit. And the intention here is to renovate the schools for a new educational purpose. This bill passed the House last year, 115-4, I believe. There have only been a couple of minor language changes from the Department of Revenue, and I will neither take credit for nor blame for those changes. They're interesting, to say the least. But anyway, I would ask for your support, and I'll stand for any questions.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of House Bill 70 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Adcock is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have given me the authority to cast their votes, and all are voting aye. Alexander, Brockman, Carney, Everett, Fisher, Graham, Harrison, Lucas, Martin, and Terry.
Representative Green wishes to vote on the bill. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 114 having voted in the affirmative and 3 in the negative. House Bill 70 passes its second reading and will be read a third time.
Joseph of North Carolina next.
Question before the House is the passage of House Bill 70 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 70 having passed its third reading is ordered sent to the Senate. Mr. Clerk, Chair is going to direct that House Bill 324, which was previously removed from today's calendar, be returned to the Committee on Rules Calendar and Operations of the House. House Bill 148, Clerk will read.
Representatives McNeil, Hurley, Carson Smith, and Green, House Bill 148, a bill to be entitled an act to allow the SBI to use their PIN register and tap and trace device emergency situations. General Assembly of North Carolina.
The gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and fellow members. This is identical bill as House Bill 606 that passed the House last year 101-11. I've actually tightened the bill up this year. There's several different provisions that's made it a little bit tighter. So it's a much better bill this year. It has received a unanimous report in Judiciary 3 and in Rules this year. It makes certain changes to statutes that are already in North Carolina law that allows pen registers, traps, and traces. These require a court order signed by a Superior Court judge, and this bill does not change that. It still requires a court order. The bill adds a section describing a procedure for obtaining an emergency order in cases where there exists immediate danger of death or serious bodily injury or the disappearance of an individual, runaway child, or a missing person. I appreciate your support for this good bill. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of House Bill 148 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Daw, aye. Representative Adcock is recognized to announce the proxy votes for the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have given me the authority to cast their votes. Alexander, aye. Brockman, no. Carney, aye. Everett, aye. Fisher, no. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Lucas, aye. Martin, aye. Terry, aye.
The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 111 having voted in the affirmative and 7 in the negative. House Bill 148 passes second reading and will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina, an act.
Question before the House. Does the lady from... Question before the House is the passage of House Bill 148 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 148, having passed its third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 161, the clerk will read.
Representatives Hennig, Miguel, Reff, Eiler, and Shepard, House Bill 161, a bill to entitle an act to address abandoned and derelict vessels in the waters of the state. General Assembly of North Carolina, an act.
The gentleman from Currituck, Representative Hanning, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members. I want to first thank my primary sponsors, Representative Miguel Rath, Eiler, and Shepard. This fantastic bill will create a statewide abandoned and derelict vessel recovery plan. There, as most of you know, there are hundreds of ATVs throughout North Carolina waterways causing safety and environmental issues. This bill has supported the Vision of Coastal Management, the WRC, DEQ, the North Carolina Coastal Federation, and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Marine Debris Program. It's passed all committees unanimous, and I appreciate your green vote. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 161 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Dahl, aye. Representatives Adams, Sauls, and Riddell wish to vote on the bill. Representative Adcock is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have given me the authority to cast their votes, and all are voting aye. Alexander, Brockman, Carney, Everett, Fisher, Graham, Harrison, Lucas, Martin, and Terry.
Representative Lofton wished to vote. Representative Sauls, Representative Riddell of Alamance County wished to vote. The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 119 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. House Bill 161 passes its second reading and will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina, an act.
Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 161 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 161 having passed third reading. Bill's ordered sent to the Senate. House Bill 183, the clerk will read.
Representatives McNeil, Carter, Green, and Richardson, House Bill 183, a bill to maintain an act to direct that the Juvenile Justice Section of the Department of Public Safety personnel receive juvenile minority sensitivity training annually and to clarify the duties of the juvenile court counselors. General Assembly, North Carolina.
Gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill does two things. It allows the Juvenile Justice Section to create and implement an in-house minority sensitivity training program, and it also removes an archaic duty and statute from when juvenile counselors were employees of AOC. They're now employees of the Juvenile Justice Section. So appreciate your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 183 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Reeves, gentlemen, ready to announce the proxy votes for Democratic members?
Yes, sir, Mr. Speaker, and the following members will be voting aye. Representatives Alexander, Brockman, Carney, Everett, Fisher, Graham, Harrison, Lucas, Martin, and Terry.
Representative Raymond Smith wish to vote. Clerk will lock machine and record the vote. 119, having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. House Bill 183 passes second reading and will be read a third time.
General Senator Norcline and Adams.
Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 183 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 183, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 217, clerk will read.
Representatives Arp, Brendan Jones, Zoka, and Winslow, House Bill 217, a bill to be entitled an act to make technical, clarifying, conforming, and administrative changes to the laws related to public utilities and the increase in non-utility filing fee for the certificate of public convenience necessary. General Senator Norcline and I.
Gentleman from Union, Representative Arp, recognize debate the bill.
Thank you. Members, this is a real simple bill. It's a good bill. I ask you to vote for it.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 217 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Chair will point out while we are voting that that's an example of a very effective speech on a bill. Representative Reeves is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and the following members will be voting aye. Representatives Alexander, Brockman, Carney, Everett, Fisher, Graham, Harrison, Lucas, Martin, and Terry.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 119 having voted in the affirmative, none of the negative. House Bill 217 passes second reading and will be read a third time.
General Senator Norcline and Adams.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 217 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 217 having passed third reading. Bill's ordered sent to the Senate. Representative Reeves, the gentleman's light songs. The gentleman wishing to be recognized. House Bill 224. Clerk will read.
Representatives Potts, Christian Baker, Humphrey, and Hurley, House Bill 224, a bill to be entitled an act to establish and enter into an interstate contract with the practice of occupational therapy. General Senator Norcline and Adams.
Gentleman from Davidson, Representative Potts, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and members. This mirrors the previous compacts that we did for audiologists, nurses compacts, speech pathologists, physical therapists, and last year's SciPac. Benefits the military and the border counties. I have a letter from the Assistant Secretary of Defense commending North Carolina to do this. It takes away none of our authority and limits it to one home state. Becomes effective when the 10th state ratifies it. And I ask for your support.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 224 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative White wishes to vote on the bill. Representative Reeves is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and the following members will be voting aye. Representatives Alexander, Brockman, Carney, Everett, Fisher, Graham, Harrison, Lucas, Martin, and Terry.
Representative Baker of Forsyth wish to vote on the bill. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 119 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. House Bill 224 passes its second reading and will be read a third time.
General Senator Norcline and Adams.
Question before the House is the passage of House Bill 224 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. Ayes have it. House Bill 224 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. For what purpose, the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbert Rice. House Bill 238, Clerk will read.
Representative Torbett, House Bill 238, a bill to be entitled an act to prohibit the possession of credit card skimming devices. General Assembly of North Carolina.
Gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, recognize to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, members of the House, House Bill 238 adds the definition of a skimming device to the Financial Transaction Card Crime Act. It makes the possession, sale, or delivery of the skimming device a Class 1 felony, except for those agents or officers listed below in the bill. Ladies and gentlemen, if you know people that have these, they have them for absolutely no good. They are there to take money from your account via electronically taking it from your credit or debit card. So please support this with a favorable vote. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 238 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Reeves is recognized to announce the proxy votes for the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And the following members will be voting aye. Representatives Alexander, Brockman, Carney, Everett, Fisher, Graham, Harrison, Lucas, Martin, and Terry.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 119 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. House Bill 238 passes its second reading and will be read a third time.
General Assembly, no time in that.
Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 238 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 238, having passed its third reading, is ordered sent to the Senate. Representative Reeves, could the gentleman approach the dais, please? House Bill 356, the clerk will read.
Representative Destin Hall, House Bill 356, a bill to be entitled an act to appoint persons of various public offices upon recommendation of the Speaker of the House of Representatives and the President pro tem of the state. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
And Representative Hall is recognized to send forth an amendment. The clerk will read.
Representative Hall moves to amend the bill on page 2, line 4, by deleting the words.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the amendment.
Members, the amendment just clarifies, or actually corrects the proper county for our friend, former Representative Chuck McGrady from Buncombe to Henderson. Appreciate your support.
Question for the House, the adoption of Amendment A1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The amendment's adopted. The gentleman is now recognized to debate the bill.
Members, this is just the Speaker and the Senate Pro Tem's appointment bill. I know of no unusual controversy. I appreciate your support.
Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 356 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote.
Representative Reeves is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I've been authorized to enter the following votes for all representatives. Representative Alexander, aye. Representative Brockman, aye. Representative Carney, aye. Representative Everett, no. Representative Fisher, aye. Representative Graham, aye. Representative Harrison, aye. Representative Lucas, aye. Representative Martin, aye. And Representative Terry, aye.
The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 114 having voted in the affirmative and 5 in the negative, House Bill 356 passes its second reading and will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina.
Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 356 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 356, having passed its third reading, is ordered sent to the Senate. House will be at ease momentarily. Introduction to bills and resolutions. Clerk will read.
Representatives Winslow, Moffitt, Torvick, and Elmore, House Bill 359, driver eligibility certificate license waiver.
State government, if favorable transportation, if favorable rules.
Representatives Kyle Hall and Carter, House Bill 60, authorized Dan River State Trail.
State government of favorable rules.
Representatives Moffitt, Johnson, Paré, and Ray, House Bill 361, administrative procedure and rules review definitions.
Regulatory reform of favorable judiciary one of favorable rules.
Representatives Elmore, Torbett, Clemens, and Gill, House Bill 362, revised personal leave costs for teachers.
Education K-12, if favorable, state personnel, if favorable, rules, counter, and operations, the House.
Representative Hannick, House Bill 363, small county school system supplemental funds.
Is
Okay. Appropriations and favorable rules counted in operation of the House.
Representatives Bartman, Ball, Meyer, and Clements, House Bill 364, expansion of NC kindergarten, pre-kindergarten funds.
Appropriations and favorable rules counted in operation of the House.
Representative Mumford, House Bill 365, Asheville Airport Authority, authorized uses.
Transportation and favorable rules counted operations of the House.
Representatives Yarbrough, Bradford, Moffitt, and Rydell, House Bill 366, Regulatory Reform Act of 2021.
Regulatory reform and favorable rules counted operations of the House.
Representatives Zucker, Kyle Hall, White, and Turner, House Bill 367, Uniform Partition to Heirs Property Act.
Judiciary 1 and favorable rules counted operations of the House.
Representatives Insko, Potts, Hurley, and Meyer, House Bill 368, order to the authorized payment assistance program.
Energy and public utilities, if favorable, regulatory reform, if favorable, rules counter and operations of the House.
Representative Graham, House Bill 369, add public defenders to Defender District 116B.
Appropriations, if favorable, rules counter and operations of the House.
Representative Bell, Moore, Cleveland, and Miller, House Bill 370, no veteran left behind.
Homeland Security, Military, and Veterans Affairs, if favorable, appropriations. If favorable, rules counter and operations of the House.
Representative Ball, Goodwin, Cleveland, and Gilliard, House Bill 371, NC Teacher Support Program Funds.
Appropriations, if favorable, rules counter and operations of the House.
Representative McElrath, Howard, Sane, and Davis, House Bill 372, Restore Funding, State Conservation Purposes.
Environment, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules counter and operations of the House.
Representative Rumgardner, Kyle Hall, and Sane, House Bill 373, allow employers to offer exclusive farmers organization benefit plan.
Health, if favorable, insurance, if favorable, rules, calendars, and rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Messages from the Senate. Clerk will read.
Senate Bill 69, Committee Substitute Number 2, Third Edition, a bill to the Entitlement Act to revise Division of Motor Vehicles Permit License Requirement and to authorize the Division to utilize commercial driver training school to administer the road tests.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 192, First Edition, a bill to the Entitlement Act to repeal the local acts for establishing the Hickory Regional Planning Commission and providing that the City of Hickory shall establish a planning commission to provide under the general laws of the state.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 232, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to the Entitlement Act to permit increased access to outdoor sporting facilities in public and non-public high schools in certain counties.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 256, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to the Entitlement Act to permit increased access to outdoor sporting facilities in public and non-public schools in certain counties.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 260, a Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to the Entitlement Act to modify the membership of the Mooresville Tourism Development Authority and to make modifications for remote meetings of public bodies during certain declarations of energy in the City of Monroe.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Notices and announcements. For what purpose does the gentleman from Alamance, Representative Rydell, rise?
For an announcement.
You have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Friends, just a reminder, the House Regulatory Reform Committee will be meeting tomorrow at 11 a.m. We've got two bills to take up. And look forward to seeing you there. Thank you.
Representative Hardister of Guilford, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. For an announcement, House Education Universities will meet tomorrow, 15 minutes after session. In room 643, we will be taking up House Bill 270. Hope to see you there.
Representative Lambeth from Forsyth, you are recognized.
For an announcement.
You have the floor.
In the morning at 8:30, the governor's staff will be presenting the budget to the full appropriations committee. So be prompt, and we'll get through early and get you on your way. 8:30, room 643.
J. Gentleman from Currituck, Representative Haney, is recognized.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. For an announcement, the Marine Resources and Aquaculture may meet tomorrow. Please pay attention to your emails this evening. We'll let you know as soon as possible. Thank you.
Representative Hall is recognized.
For an announcement.
You have the floor.
Members, House rules will meet 15 minutes after session today.
Gentleman from Union, Representative Brody, is recognized.
I'd query the chair, please.
You may proceed.
Ma'am, would it be possible to repeat those date extensions for the drafting deadline and the filing deadline, please?
I understand from the speaker it is exactly 2 weeks from the date that's set forth.
That's for both of them, right? Both categories?
Just a second, mine's stapled together. Give me just seconds. One exception to the 2 weeks. There is no extension of the local bill submission to bill drafting, but everything else is, everything that's not occurred has been pushed forward 2 weeks. It will appear on your calendar tomorrow. House Bill 356 is ordered engrossed. We'll stand at ease for a moment.
Members, for your planning purposes, there will be recorded votes tomorrow, and tomorrow's session will be at 11 a.m. Chair understands there may be a makeup ethics training tomorrow afternoon, but I would imagine to check. I think Ms. Churchill was going to send some notice out about that, so we'll wait for information on that for those who have not been able to complete that. There will be no recorded votes on Monday. Unsure at this point of any recorded votes on Tuesday. If there is a Tuesday session, however, it would be Tuesday afternoon. So, but undetermined at this point if there will have to be any kind of recorded votes on Tuesday. So I hope that helps members in your planning purposes at this point. Ms. Clark, members, the chair is going to use the prerogative of being speaker and direct that the Education University's committee meeting scheduled for 11 a.m. shall meet at 10 a.m. and the Regulatory Reform Committee meeting scheduled for 11 a.m. shall meet at 10 a.m. That's so we can have session at 11 a.m. Any further notices or announcements? Seeing none, the gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, March 25th at 11 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Hall moves, seconded by Representative Dixon, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, March 25th at 11 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
Representative Torbett is recognized to send forth a committee report for the State Government Committee. House Bill 169, State Health Plan Data Transparency Agency Bill, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 169 will be re-referred to the Committee on Pensions. House Bill 282, Mount Airy Even Year Elections, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 282, re-referred to the Committee on Election Law and Campaign Finance Reform. House Bill 156, Unclaimed Property Division Amendments Agency Bill, favorable committee sub, unfavorable to the original bill, and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute for House Bill 156, re-referred to rules. House Bill 157, Property Finder Definition and Governance Agency Bill, favorable committee sub, unfavorable to the original bill, and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute for House Bill 157, be re-referred to the Committee on Rules. House Bill 173, Separate Division Juvenile Justice Adult Corrections Agency Bill, favorable committee sub, unfavorable to the original bill, and re-referred. Original bill be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 173, re-referred to appropriations. Representative Richardson and Stevens are recognized to send forth the Judiciary 2 Committee report. House Bill 103, Automatic Renewal of Contracts, favorable committee sub, unfavorable to the original bill, and re-referred. Original bill be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 103 will be referred to the Committee on Commerce. House Bill 113, 2021 AOC Legislative Changes Agency Bill, favorable committee sub, unfavorable to the original bill, and re-referred. Original bill be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 113 will be referred to the Committee on State Government. House Bill 212, Social Services Reform, favorable committee sub, unfavorable to the original bill, and re-referred. Original bill be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 212 will be re-referred to the Committee on Families, Children, and Aging Policy. Representative Dustin Hall is recognized to send forth the Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee Report. House Bill 132, Juvenile Code Revision, CIP Recommendations Agency Bill, favorable. House Bill 132, Calendar 36B. House Bill 205, Abuse and Neglect Resources in Public Schools, favorable. House Bill 205, Calendar 36B. House Bill 271, Eminent Domain, favorable. House Bill 271, Calendar 36B. Senate Bill 114, House Committee Substitute Number 1, DES COVID Modifications and Technical Changes, favorable. Senate Bill 114, being favorable, Calendar 36B. Representative Dustin Hall is recognized to send forth an additional Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee Report, House Bill 36, Protect Those Who Serve and Protect Act. Favorable Committee Sub Number 2, unfavorable to Committee Substitute Number 1. Committee Substitute Number 1 placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas Committee Substitute Number 2 for House Bill 36, Calendar 36B. Representative Dustin Hall is recognized to send forth the Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee Report. House Bill 320, Modernized Remote Business Access. Favorable Committee Sub Number 2. Unfavorable Committee Sub Number 1. Committee Sub Number 1 placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas Committee Substitute Number 2 for House Bill 320 be countered pursuant to Rule 36B. For the clarification of the record, House Bill 320 will be counted 36B for the 25th.